Welcome to Education Digitalization Hub. Here you will find the inspiration and motivation to transform your career as an educator through digital innovation. I am Oboyinlo Jonathan Jona, your guide to navigating the digital education landscape. At Education Digitalization Hub, you will learn how to transition from an analog to a digital educator and effectively implement classroom technology. You will also discover how to build your own wireless classroom. What is Education Digitalization Hub all about? It is a podcast series featuring various episodes designed to educate you on the importance of digitizing education. You will learn why educators need to adapt to technology and how to integrate it into their careers effectively. We are also using this platform to advocate for implementation of digital education in various schools across Nigeria. This initiative aims to make education accessible to all, reducing illiteracy and school dropout rates. Many children cannot afford to attend school, but with digital education, both children and adults can continue learning. Additionally, those who are sick or displaced from their homes and schools due to various circumstances can still receive an education through digital means. My goal is to help educators learn and adapt this innovative teaching method. So stay with me and always connect to this podcast as I remain Oboyinlo Jonathan Jona, your number one digital education guide. Hello and welcome to Education Digitization Hub. I am Oboyinlo Jonathan Jona and I am excited to have you join me today. We are diving into a topic that's shaping the future of learning, introduction to educational technology. That is the topic we're going to be looking at. Whether you are a teacher, student, parent, or just curious about how technology is changing education, this episode is for you. Today, we are going to be exploring what education and educational technology are, the different types of educational technologies, their pros and cons, and why they are so essential today. We will also talk about how to adapt to educational technology. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfy, and let's jump right in. Educational technology is a broad field with many different tools and systems. Let's go over some key tools. Number one, learning management systems. These platforms like Moodle, Canvas, and Blackboard help manage coursework, track progress and facilitate communication between students and teachers. They are like the digital backbone of modern classroom. Number two, interactive tools. Tools like Cohort, Quizlet, and Padlet make learning interactive and fun. Cohort offers game-based quizzes. Quizlet provides flashcards and study sets. And Padlet allows for collaborative projects and idea sharing. Number three, virtual classrooms. Platforms like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet have become essential, especially during the pandemic. They enable real-time video interactions, making it possible to have a classroom experience without being physically present. Let's think about what happened during the pandemic, COVID-19. You discover that all classroom was shut down. People were no longer going to school just because there was a declaration, social distancing. But the schools or institutions that have adapted to technology, you discover that education still continues even after or during the COVID-19. During the lockdown, you discover that education still continue. Nobody was feeling it that I'm not no longer in school. I'll tell you that we have many people who graduated even during the pandemic. Some there are schools that have adapted to technology, made learning continuous for their students or their pupils. So educational technology is very, very vital in our world today. So we'll move to number four, e-learning platforms. Websites like Coursera, Udemy, Khan Academy offer courses on virtually any topic you can think of. They allow for self-paced learning, making education accessible to anyone with an internet connection. So the last one, which is number five, is digital content creation tools like Canva, Adobe Spark, Prezi. This help students and teachers create virtually appealing presentations and projects, enhancing the learning experience. So these digital content creation tools have come to aid you as a teacher to create better content for your student. So right now we are going straight to the advantages and disadvantages of educational technologies. Just like we told you before, we are going to be showing you the right and the left side of educational technology, both the good and the bad side of educational technology. Everything that is good will also have a bad side of it. So we are going to look at the advantages, and after then we'll look at the disadvantages. So right away, let's talk about the benefits of using these technologies in education. Number one, accessibility. One of the biggest advantages is that education becomes accessible to a wider audience. Whether you are in a city or a remote village, you can access education, quality education for that matter, no matter where you are. One thing that I believe that in this digital world, nobody should be a dropout. That is my belief system. Nobody should be a dropout any longer. And that is why we are creating all this content, like we are setting up this podcast channel, to keep enlightening you as educator, even as institution, to discover the path of digital way of reaching out to students, making education accessible to everyone. From there, you can have more students and as well give them the necessary certification once they have completed their educational program with you as a school. So number two, personalized learning. Educational technology can tailor learning experiences to individual student needs. Individual student needs, helping them learn at their own pace and style. This will help, that is, digital educational technologies will help students to learn at their own pace, the level that they are. Nobody will be ahead of each other. Every student, like they are, we have different classes of students or pupils. Some are fast learner, some are middle learner. They are not fast, they are not slow, and some are slow learner. So if we apply educational technology in schools or in education now, in our educational system, you discover that people, every student, every pupil will be able to learn because they are now learning at their own pace, at their own level, and even at their own way and style. So number three, engagement. Educational technology brings the world of interactive tools and multimedia content that keep students engaged and make learning fun. They transform the traditional classroom into an interactive learning environment that students can be playing a kind of educational game, and they are learning in the process. Education will no longer become a teacher on the board and student on the desk, but student will be, even in their playground, is education. They are learning, giving them tasks, giving them what to perform, different things to do in form of games and in form of activities that will help them to learn. So educational technology is really, really helping in that area. The number four is collaboration. Many technology promotes collaboration among students, even if they are miles apart. Tools like Google Docs and Padlet allow for real-time collaboration on projects, so different people from different areas can collaborate to perform different tasks, to carry out different kind of projects, educational projects, and even activities from their various locations. So the last one here will be efficiency. Administrative tasks like grading and attendance tracking can be automated, giving teachers more time to focus on teaching. If you implement technology in your school, you will discover that things like grading and attendance will become a walk away for you. Let's say you are using a computer to prepare the grading system and take attendance. You will discover that what teachers will have to spend 30 minutes or above or more to do, you discover within few minutes you are done. So educational technology helps so much in this aspect. Efficiency. The next thing we're going to be looking at is the disadvantage of educational technologies. Of course, with the good comes some challenges. Here are a few disadvantages of educational technologies. Number one, digital divide. Not everyone has access to high-speed internet or modern devices, which can widen the gap between different socio-economic groups. Number two, screen time. Excessive screen time can lead to health issues like eye strain and can affect student physical and mental well-being. Number three, data privacy. With more data being collected online, ensuring the privacy and security of student information becomes a major concern. So the last, the number four here is dependency. There's a risk of becoming too reliant on technology, which can be problematic if there are technical issues or use outages. If we become too dependent on technology and we put aside the analog ways of doing things or handling education, you discover that, let me say that, it will begin to make us as human irrelevant or more lazy. So we must strike a balance. As educator, you have to strike that balance so that you'll be able to thrive through this journey of adapting to technology. So the last one here is cost. Why some tools are free, others can be expensive. That's just the truth. Many are there that are so expensive. Some have the free ones that you even see, they have less they are not too good at the way you want them. So you have to spend a lot of money to get all these technologies, and to implement and maintain everything, you have to spend a lot of money. So it's a problem as well. The cost of acquiring or digitizing education or your teaching profession is expensive, but I'll tell you, it is worth it. So now that we have looked at the advantages and disadvantages of educational technology, we are now going to see the need for educational technology. This one, we have to tell you that despite the disadvantages of educational technology, there is a need. Look at what happened during COVID-19. If you can flash back to that time, you will discover that there is a need. No matter what the disadvantages are, there is a need for educational technology, because the world we are in today is a world of technology. If education is not digitized or technology is not being implemented in education, education will lag behind, because even the students, even the people, or even the teachers, educators, will not be too relevant in our world today. But if technology is being used in the school system, you discover that students will graduate and become used to technology before they will be able to get finish their educational journey. So we are going to be looking at the need for educational technology in our world today. So why we need educational technology? Let me ask a question. Why do we actually need educational technology? Well, the world is becoming increasingly digital, and it's important for education to keep up. Technology prepares students for the future workforce by equipping them with essential digital skills. It also offers solutions to educational challenges, such as providing resources for underfunded schools or helping students with learning disabilities. In essence, educational technology enhances the overall learning experience and makes education more inclusive and effective. All right, let's jump right in. The world of education has undergone a massive transformation over the past few decades. Gone are the days where chalkboards and overhead projectors were the pinnacle of classroom tech. Now, we are talking about smart boards, tablets, virtual classrooms, and AI-driven personalized learning. It's an exciting time, but it can also be a bit overwhelming. I hope you're getting my point. So how can educators adapt to this tech-driven landscape? First of all, let's acknowledge that technology isn't going anywhere. In fact, it's only going to become more integrated into our teaching methods and student learning experiences. The key is to embrace this change and see it as an opportunity rather than a challenge. So now that we have known what education is and what educational technologies are, so the next thing we are going to be looking at before we close this session is a need for educators to embrace technology, to adapt to tech. That is what we are going to be looking at right away. So now let's talk about some practical steps educators can take to adapt to this ever-evolving tech environment. Step 1. Embrace lifelong learning. In the 21st century, educators must see themselves as lifelong learners. This means staying curious and open to new ideas. There are countless online courses, webinars, and workshops designed to help teachers learn about the latest educational technologies. Platforms like Coursera, edX, and even YouTube are treasure troves of information. Take advantage of these resources to stay ahead of the curve as an educator. Step 2, you have to start small. Start small. You don't have to change your entire teaching approach overnight. Start with small, manageable changes. Maybe begin with incorporating a new app or two into your lesson plans. For example, use Kahoot for interactive quizzes or Google Classroom to streamline assignments and communication. Small steps can lead to big changes over time. You can even start preparing a kind of audio courses with your smartphone. You record with your smartphone, you send to your student either through social media. You can create a classroom through your WhatsApp, through your Telegram, and through other, let's say social media generally. That is one of the easiest way to start, one of the smallest way, because you are on social media, you have to turn it now to become your school or your classroom. Step 3, collaborate and share. Don't go into it alone. Collaboration is key. Join online communities, participate in forums, and connect with other educators who are also navigating this tech-driven world. Sharing experiences, challenges, and successes can provide valuable insights and support. Plus, you might have discovered new tools and strategies that you hadn't considered before. You can even try to connect with my platform that I'm already building to bring educators together, help them navigate or transition into the digital space. That is step 3. You collaborate and share. You collaborate with people and you share your experience. As you benefit from them, you share also with them. That is it. Mm-hmm. next one is number four, focus on teaching, not just tools. Why it's tempting to get caught up in the latest gadgets and apps, remember that technology is just a tool. The focus should always be how to, these tools can enhance your teaching and benefit your students. Think about your educational goals and how technology can help you achieve them more effectively. It's not about using tech for tech sake, but rather leveraging it to create richer learning experience. That is the essence of it. Then the number five is be patient and flexible. Finally, be patient with yourself and your students. Adapting to new technology can be frustrating at times. There will be hiccups and learning curves, but that's okay. Flexibility is crucial. Be willing to experiment, make mistakes, and learn from them. And remember, your enthusiasm and positive attitude toward technology will inspire your students to embrace it as well. That is just it. Patience and flexibility is the key point here. Patience and be flexible. So before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a thought. Technology in education is not just about making things easier or more efficient. It's about opening up new possibilities for creativity, collaboration, and critical thinking. By embracing technology, educators can create dynamic and engaging learning environment that prepares students for the future. Whether you are just starting tech journey or you are a seasoned pro, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep adapting. The future of education is bright, and together we can make it even brighter with technology. To wrap up, let's recap what we've covered today. We defined education and educational technology. We explored various types of educational technologies. We discussed their advantages and disadvantages, and we talked about why they are essential today. We also talked about how educators can adapt to tech. Educational technology is a powerful tool that, when used effectively, can transform education for the better. I encourage you to explore these tools, whether you are an educator looking to enhance your teaching or a student seeking new ways to learn. Thank you for joining me in this journey through educational technologies. I hope you found this episode informative and engaging. Stay tuned for our next episode. We will dive into transitioning from analog to digital educator. Until then, keep learning. Stay curious. Bye-bye.